A report by Walt Hayes. The United Nations can help build a better Iraq because it has. From the outset of war in Iraq, the U.S. media generally portrayed its population as primitive and fanatical, and the UN and its sister agencies as contentious and ineffective. However, the story of a major humanitarian effort just prior to the war presents a different picture, one that offers more hope for the future. The oppressive regime of Saddam Hussein, coupled with the bombing of the 1991 Gulf War and 12 years of sanctions, had left Iraqi children with one of the worst mortality rates in the world. 1 in 8 died before age 5. 1/3 were malnourished, and 1/4 were without safe drinking water. Despite these severe conditions, in a concentrated 5-day campaign starting February 23, 2003, some 14,000 volunteers from 880 health clinics in Iraq, with the help of the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and the Red Crescent, swept through the country to deliver polio vaccine to 98% of its 4 million children under 5. Despite tension and dread over the impending war, the campaign went off smoothly as a result of precise planning and execution. As summarized by the manager of the program, Dr. Mohammed Al-Ani, it was something for Iraq to achieve eradication of polio under the conditions we face. Iraq has been running twice yearly polio immunization campaigns since 1995. While they achieved high coverage, 77 children contracted polio in 1999, showing that too many had been left unvaccinated. At that point, said Dr. Al-Ani, we sat down with UNICEF and WHO and took a hard look at what we were doing. We might have held on to the excuses that sanctions simply made polio eradication too difficult, but this was not acceptable. We were determined to show the world and ourselves that Iraq had the skill and will to get rid of polio no matter what. UNICEF Executive Director Carol Bellamy emphasized the need to complete eradication, not just in Iraq, but in the whole region. To eliminate polio, she said, you have to shut it down everywhere. This is a disease that crosses borders easily, so it is essential that we complete this year's immunization and reach every child. Earlier campaigns had been managed from Baghdad. The new strategy called for much greater responsibility to be placed at the district level and involved more investment in equipment, increased number of vaccinators, delivery of vaccine to individual homes, and a much more aggressive communication effort. The European Commission Humanitarian Aid Office, ECHO, also stepped in with critical funding, more than $2 million since 2000. A close-up of the campaign. The Alawe Kasim Primary Health Care Center serves a poor, mobile population clinging to the outskirts of Basra. Some families here look toward the city for their incomes. Others rely on the surrounding farmland. The land is dry and dusty. The buildings, mostly constructed from cement, are almost indistinguishable from the monotone landscape. Dr. Lika Jaffur, a dynamic woman, serves as director of the Alawe Kasim Health Center. When the new polio strategy was introduced, Jaffur became a member of the local Basra campaign team and attended a training course on micro-planning that was supported by UNICEF. For Jaffur, it was an eye-opener. We learned the mechanics of planning and managing the campaign, she says. I became responsible for recruiting and training vaccinators and for enlisting the support of community leaders. 1 month before every campaign, we surveyed every house in the community to identify all the children under 5. The list was used to ensure accurate forecasting of the right number of vaccines. But its value to Jaffer went much further. For the first time, we knew how many children there were in our community, where they were, whether they had come to the clinic before. The district team was responsible for ensuring that vaccines were delivered in the right quantities to the right locations, for reporting broken refrigeration equipment, and for ensuring that sufficient ice packs and cold boxes were available for the vaccination teams. With the new door-to-door strategy, the numbers of teams nationwide expanded to 7,000, each including one vaccinator and one registrar. Before 2000, the vaccinators were paid only 50 cents a day. It was not enough, said Dr. Al-Ani. Some of the vaccinators had to give up a day's work to join the vaccination teams. They needed a decent wage. With support from ECHO, a vaccinator pay was raised to $2 per day. Funding from ECHO also helped to supply kerosene refrigerators, thermometers, generators, cool boxes, vaccine carriers, ice packs, and deep freezers. These resources helped UNICEF directly supply 10 million doses of polio vaccine, despite delays in procurement through the UN Sanctions Committee. As the campaign was launched, announcements were emblazoned on banners strung across the busiest streets. The call to vaccinate went out from mosques, community organizations, schools, and women's groups. Television spots ran every half hour, reminding parents to vaccinate their children. Organizations such as the Federation of Iraqi Women supported the campaign, calling on their members throughout the country to volunteer. Abdullah Yagoub was one of the 14,000 vaccinators. Each day of the campaign, Yagoub was out of his house at dawn and into the poor neighborhoods that lie on the outskirts of Basra. Going from door to door, he laughed with mothers in their doorways, played with kids on the street, tickled babies' chins, dropped the polio drops into open mouths, and left a mark of his passing on gates and walls, showing that all children in the household, 5 and under, had been vaccinated. UNICEF Director Carol Bellamy described the intensified effort as an act of hope and faith in the future, and a major achievement for a country that has been devastated by two major wars and 12 years of sanctions. Walt Hayes is a local chairman for the final phase of Rotary's polio eradication campaign. He compiled the material on Iraq's campaign from press releases by UNICEF. The vaccination effort in Iraq was part of an international campaign to eradicate polio that was launched in 1985 by Rotary International, a U.S.-based service organization with 1.2 million members in 30,000 clubs in 163 countries. Working with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and health ministries in host countries, as well as WHO and UNICEF, Rotary set the goal of eradicating polio worldwide by 2005, the 100th anniversary of the organization's founding. When the campaign started in 1985, there were 350,000 cases of polio reported, and the disease was endemic in 125 countries. Since then, Rotary has raised over $500 million, lobbied governments to contribute $1.5 billion. The U.S. increased its budget from $9.8 million in 1995 to $130 million in 2001. And organized 10 million volunteers for National Immunization Days. As a result of the combined efforts of the participating agencies and governments, only 480 cases were reported in 2001, and the disease has been eliminated in all but 7 countries, such as Iraq, where conditions like extreme poverty, civil conflict, and political oppression have hindered efforts. Now it is hopefully eradicated in Iraq as well. Timeline, May, June 2003, read by Gary Griffin. need to redo anything.